You betcha it is, 23 past 8, and yesterday we had one of the great sporting moments of the year in the Suncorp Super Netball Grand Final. It was our girls, the mighty Melbourne Vixens, taking on the West Coast Fever, and boy, was it an all-time epic. And Caitlin Thwaites was farewelling the game yesterday, her last game, along with Tegan Phillip for the Vixens, and I reckon she would have been biting some nails deep into the contest, and she's been good enough to join us, the champ, after the premiership yesterday. Katie, good morning, congratulations.
Good morning. There's no need to yell, Grant. No.
Has there been a good time had by one and all? Has there, Katie?
Yeah. We went had some good celebrations. It was really really fun and just nice to be with all of the girls because it's been a very very long season this season. So.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. How do you feel today, apart from a little bit sore, how do you feel emotionally today, Katie?
I think it still probably hasn't sunk in, like, the whole thing. But yesterday, like, I was just trying to embrace all of those things that I really, like, normally don't like feeling the nerves before a game or, like, feeling sick before you're out to go out there and things like that that I don't normally like. I was just trying to embrace those because I know that, like, I'm not going to feel them again. So, I guess that'll go into the corner of my mind as one time that I actually didn't mind, you know, ripping off the strapping at the end and all of that kind of stuff. It's, I think, you know, down the track I'll probably start realising, oh, my goodness, I'm not actually going to do that again. And, it was pretty awesome. So.
Hey, Caitlin, we're absolutely thrilled for you. We obviously followed you pretty closely over the last, long time now, but to finish with the fairy tale is awesome. I want to ask you about that last super shot that you put in, that it was such a crucial moment, and you had missed a couple before that one, but to actually make that shot, take us through that moment for me.
Yeah, I think, like, we've been really good strategically at recognising those moments, like, throughout, especially with the strategy around the super shot and things like that. Like, I feel like we've been one of the teams that's done that really well and recognised and known when those moments are. And for me, I think, like, knowing that MJ was under the post and that she was going to get the rebound and, I think... having those moments, and for shooters, we always talk about in those clutch moments, you want the ball in your hands and you want to be the one, you know, you don't want to shy away from taking that shot. And so, even though I had missed a few and I was very well aware that my radar wasn't quite on the way that it has been in some other games, but also just recognising that moment and knowing that, right, well, it's now or never and I need to put that shot up. And, so I think... It kind of rolled around, and I think the netball gods made it sink in for me because it definitely looked like it was going out there for a moment. But, I think we need to take our chances in those moments, and that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's such a different role for you. You go from being the one that it just sort of everything goes through you to playing such a sacrificial role, not having very many shots. I mean, you were substituted on and off with Tegan Phillip throughout the course of the game. I mean, you didn't necessarily have that rhythm, which I'd imagine makes it even harder to take such a crucial shot to essentially win your team a title.
Yeah, I think, I think, like, playing goal attack more at the start of the year, I think that actually getting myself into an understanding of, okay, my breathing rate's actually going to be up a fair bit higher than what it normally is at goal shooter, and you have to kind of take that into consideration as well. So actually just finding what that rhythm was. And sometimes you do at goal attack, you go, you know, 5, 6, you know, 8 minutes without actually putting a shot up. So to know those moments and to be able to still have that rhythm, understand the pressure, the responsibility, even if you probably haven't put a shot up in a while. Like, those are all of those kind of things that I've now become a lot more appreciative of the way that goal attacks play, because I've kind of experienced that firsthand myself, even though, being out there at goal shooter, the scores are going through the roof these days. Like, you're putting a shot up every 30 seconds, a lot of the goal shooters. So it's yeah, it was very different, but it's, yeah, I mean, I'm just super happy. And MJ played that role great when we were out there. So it was, yeah, awesome.
So firstly, Caitlin, congratulations. Now, what's your overriding emotions this morning? Is it one of relief that the season's over and you win? Is it one of sadness that you know you won't be playing again, or what is it? Because I think, you know, obviously you win the grand final, which is fantastic, but at the same time, it's your last game of netball.
Yeah, I think I'm excited and happy. Like, that's the biggest thing that comes to me. But then the next thing is the, thank goodness we get to come home, we get to see our family, you know, we get to, that's kind of the next thing, is that sense of relief of, you know, it's all of everything that we've been through, it's been worth it because we've managed to get here. And so, yeah, I think that kind of initial, like, happiness, excitement, you know, and feeling so proud of everybody that's done so much to kind of get this up and running and happen, and all of our team that have been through so much. So I'm super proud of all of that. But then the when my brain starts looking forward, I'm also very grateful that we're coming home soon.
So how difficult was it? You're in a hub for 90 plus days. Obviously, footballers have been in there for 100 days, and we've heard that there's some challenges in those. What was the biggest challenge for the Vixens?
Well, I think just in comparison to the footy guys, like the footy guys have been able to have their families up here, which, like, it's incredible that they have had that, but we've not had any of that. Even for the likes of Teagues and myself, who were retiring, we weren't able to get our family up here to be able to come to that last game, to even see just one last game, even though, you know, potential quarantine and things like that might have been on the cards. But we couldn't have our family or anybody here for the entire season to, you know, to deal with. You know, for me, it's normal. It's normally just having that time and space away from the group, you know, all of those types of things. So, I mean, early on for us, we got about 45 minute notice that we were moving from one accommodation to another accommodation, and my roommate was actually out at a medical appointment when I found that out. So having 45 minutes to pack up my own stuff, pack up my roomie's stuff, get everything downstairs. I had a Zoom meeting happening at the same time and had to go and help out one of my other team. Like, there's just been the craziest scenarios and the craziest things that we've had thrown at us. That is, you know, everything that's kind of unfolded, but the uncertainty around, you know, what it was going to be like, you know, how we were going to deal with it up here. Like, you know, if I was going to be able to stay for the entire 14 weeks, you know, I thought that potentially I might need to go home just with some family circumstances and things like that. So it has been incredibly difficult just being away from your support network and your family, and also just trying to support, I guess, that sense and that feeling of guilt that you're not there in lockdown with your family and able to help and support and know firsthand what it's like for them too. So to be able to provide them with support, but not actually, you know, fully understanding what it's been like. So, it's a very, you know, there's so many emotions attached to it, and that it has been really hard.
Well, I can tell you this much, Katie. I guarantee you, you brought all of that support network and all of your family members yesterday enormous joy when they saw and went, the final whistle went, and we're two goals in advance of the West Coast Fever as premiers and champions of Super Netball for this year. And your performance was absolutely stellar as well, let alone a magnificent career you signed off on. So well done to you. We got a lot of love out of it, watching it happen for you. And we look forward to seeing you back down in Melbourne sometime soon. Well done. Enjoy the celebrations. We'll take care and chat soon.
Yeah, thank you.